Mentor hopes to make a living as an animator and filmmaker, but Hollywood industry officials complain that making money is becoming increasingly difficult for them, especially in places like Spain. That's because a lot of Spanish movie viewers are apparently downloading films illegally. In fact, one Hollywood exec recently questioned whether his company should stop selling DVDs in Spain altogether. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
Sidewalk DVD rental machines like this one appear more and more like relics in Spain. This used to be a decent source of extra income for hardware store owner Mati de Simon. Now she says she has trouble even finding DVDs to keep the machine full.
En cuestión de un par de años atrás, teníamos el proveedor de toda la vida de películas de vídeo.
She says a couple of years ago, our long-time provider of DVD films went bust. Since then, we've been struggling to find another provider. These DVDs aren't cheap. But downloading the same films illegally is. That's not news, but Spain is the single worst offender in Europe. According to one study, legal DVD sales in Spain are dropping 6 times faster than in the UK, as more and more Spaniards log online as movie pirates. As a result, Spain's film and TV sector is losing 13,000 jobs and over $1 billion each year as rental stores close and homegrown films gross less at the box office. To give you an idea of the traffic, there were nearly 2.5 billion unauthorized downloads last year in Spain, or some 50 per Spaniard. This man, an IT expert who doesn't want to give his name, knows how to pirate just about anything.
La gente se descarga películas, las comparte.
People are downloading and sharing films, he says. Given the technology available to everyone, trying to stop this is like trying to build a wall around the open countryside. One of the latest films by renowned Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar was pirated more than 4 million times in a year. Such stats prompted Michael Linton, the chairman of Sony Entertainment, to wonder aloud whether it's even worth it selling DVDs in Spain. Sony later said that it was not considering leaving the Spanish market. But Andres Dioni says he wouldn't have blamed the Hollywood giant. Dioni directs Spain's Coalition of Creators and the Content Industry, a group that fights to protect intellectual property for film, music, and books.
Te digo la verdad, Jerry, no me sorprendieron demasiado esas declaraciones del chairman de Sony Pictures Entertainment.
He says the truth is that the declaration of the chairman of Sony didn't surprise me, because the real situation isn't getting into the media. Thousands of people losing jobs each day. The problem is severe. The pirating has eaten a huge hole in our business. Dionis blames weak Spanish laws for creating a piracy haven here, but Spain's parliament is crafting legislation that would let authorities temporarily block file-sharing websites until investigators determine whether the sites are inciting illegal activity. Dionis would like to see some Europe-wide norms so that pirate sites can't jump jurisdictions. In France, for example, authorities are going after individual downloaders, not the website owners. But internet activists, like the Barcelona IT expert, say laws can't stop piracy. He says only a fundamental rethinking of the film business model can solve the problem.
El modelo de negocio debería ser, en lugar de luchar contra eso,
he says instead of fighting the downloadings, the film industry should build its business around it. The studios should offer cheap, high-quality movie downloads directly to consumers. They're losing money fighting the downloading trend, he says, when they should be harnessing it. The film industry is, in fact, starting to do this, but executives and artists say the fight against piracy shouldn't end. Downloading, they say, is the equivalent of shoplifting in the new virtual shopping malls. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.